Hello, programming here. I start the show in a few minutes, but first I'm going to do a program, and it's going to sound a little messy because I think I play the theme song later, and I'm really just too lazy because I'm doing this on a break from work. I've been very busy working very hard at work. I just thought I'd take my lunch break to just grum out a little because I've been behind. I'm thinking I'm going to take a little yeast break. Nothing to worry about. I'm not pod fading permanently. You know, don't get all excited. And I may change my mind too, but I'm just feeling like sometimes it feels this becomes a chore. And I don't like feeling that way, so I need to recombobulate myself. I know that I'll feel better when I can go outside again and grum. And one thing I really enjoy doing this, you know, I've been doing this weekly grum with my girls, the Pod Save the Queens. We're getting ready to record the season finale of season one tonight. I really love that show. I think we are doing great work together. I'm very proud of that work, especially of my collaboration with Reagan and Debbie. Debbie's been really funny on the show, and Reagan's been doing, well, Reagan's funny too, obviously, but his production is really good. The way he's producing the show the same way he produces his Fox and the City show, which I've always loved. It's always been one of my top favorite shows. I would say absolutely favorite show if it was always consistently appearing in my podcatcher, you know what I mean? But the way he produces and edits and sound clips, mixes in pop culture, and he always brings pop culture things and weaves it into any story he's telling is phenomenal. Reminds me of Maureen Dowd in the New York Times, because she always brings, you know, like pop culture into politics in just fun ways. And it's just great. So I really love the way this show is going, and it makes me feel less guilty pod fading because we're producing such a quality show. So I really hope you subscribe to that show, Pod Save the Queens. I don't know how to find it. It's kind of hard, but it's like Pod Save the Queens podcast. If you search for those exact words, Pod Save the Queens podcast on the thing with the thing. The Spotify, the whatever it is, just do it. We also have an Instagram, Pod Save the Queens, and there's a Twitter, Pod Save Queens or something. It's so fucking confusing. I hate that part, the aspect of the show trying to find it. But you know, at some point we'll figure out how to do all that. Few things. So I may pod fade, I may not, but I want to put that out there because I feel a little guilty just not saying anything and then not grumming that off. And I want to thank people for donations. First of all, Sean sent me a Sonos Play 3. It's used, but it's wonderful. I put it in my kitchen, and it's really changed my life because now I'm able to put the Sonos. So I used to have a Sonos Play 1 in the bathroom and one in the kitchen. So since I didn't really need it in the bathroom for shitting, since, you know, I usually just play things on the phone. So we took the two Play 1s and made them surround sound speakers for the Sonos Arc. And then I took the Play 3 that was so graciously donated by Sean and put that in the kitchen, which is stereo. So now the kitchen sounds much better. And now I have a real surround sound with the Sonos Arc. And I'm very happy about that. So I'd like to thank you very much. I hate when people say I'd like to thank. It's so ghetto. It's so Deborah to just, you know, say, I'm writing this letter to... No, just do it. Just fucking say what it is you're going to say instead of saying you're going to say it. Otherwise, you could say, I'm writing this letter to write this letter to write this letter to write this... And then you're in an infinite loop. LSD, the end of life, and you're dead. You know what I mean? Save $20 on TurboTax Self-Employed. Oh, can't wait to do my taxes. Yeah, I can't wait to do my taxes. It's going to be so fun this year. I love taxes. We're taxes. Is that a dinosaur? I don't remember. All right. Let's see here. You have 2 unpaid subscriptions. What does that mean? Unpaid subscriptions. What? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Unpaid, I guess. Oh, that means people stopped. Oh my God. 25 people canceled subscriptions to Yeast Radio memberships. Oh my God, is that horrible? Oh. Uh-huh. I think I'll first mention all the people that canceled their subscriptions, and then I'll thank the people. Thank you, Godzilla the... Who the fuck is that? Godzilla the Great and Tall, Travis W, Tim T, thank you for... all of you. Travis, thank you for canceling. Tim T, thank you for canceling. Chad, thank you for canceling. Ashley W, thank you for canceling. Gareth, thank you for canceling. Kyle K, thank you for canceling. Josh V, thank you for canceling. Drum roll for Auntie O for not canceling. One of two who didn't cancel their membership since I broke up with Cheryl. Let's see. Jamie H, thank you for canceling. I already said Gareth. David M, thank you for not canceling. Yay, you get a party. Not canceling. I don't know who this one is, but they canceled. Joshua V is paused, whatever that means. ACS, the one that lost, she lost a lot of weight, she canceled. Boxing something, paused. Maybe we can get you back someday. Jason P, canceled. Why am I doing this? Maybe it has something to do with why I stopped. I don't know. Justin D, canceled. Gina, canceled. Oh, this is really so great. Let's see. Brad R, canceled. Duke Slurry, canceled. Jash S, canceled. Triple A 4, canceled. And Kelly S, canceled. Thank you so much for canceling, but especially thank you to the two, David M and Antio, for the two of you who did not cancel your memberships, your subscriptions to Yeast Radio. It is really just so appreciated. So this goes out to Antio and David M. But no, seriously, though, I wanted to mention that people, there's also people that donated, you know, without memberships. So that's just a membership. I'm sounding crazy, right? But it's kind of fun to just do that, right? I think it's funny. It's just kind of funny. Let's see here. David, Auntie, those are, let's see. Most of these are payments. Those aren't really, I guess, donations. I guess I'll just do donations because most of my PayPal activity is a payment. Payments received. Let's see here. Just two. I already said, well, I guess I better increase the time period. I've gotten $10 in PayPal for the past month. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, so Sean, I think that's the same Sean who gave me the Sonos. He gave me $25. Thank you for Christmas. So that's been two months almost since my last donation, besides the two subscriptions I just mentioned. Darren H, thank you for $30 on December 25th, Christmas. Kyle, $25 on Christmas, or December 2nd. Oh, December 1st, Brady gave me $5. I am just doing really well. I've really got a lot to show for all of my years of podcasting. Glad I'm doing great here. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it since November. Yeah, those are all the donations. On that's PayPal. So let's look at the Cash App. Maybe I got some donations there. Let's see. 1 second. What? Stacey Herbert's account has been locked because Twitter received a complaint about the DCMA? What? Are you kidding me? Holy shit. You know, I have another friend, Tom Morris. He got banned from Twitter because he posted something sarcastic about being an anti-vaxxer, and he's not an anti-vaxxer with sarcasm, but the AI bot doesn't understand sarcasm, so that was that. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to go to Cash App. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to see if anybody donated here. I doubt it, but who knows? This is so... You know, this is really making me change my mind. I'm really going to, maybe I will podcast some more now. Let's see here. It's a good thing I put in 15 years into this. Was a founding member, got a whole bunch of people started podcasting, fostered hundreds, if not thousands, of friendships and professional relationships in podcasting to receive about $10 a month in rewards for my show and work and effort. It's nice to be appreciated, audience. Okay, let's see. Oh, I got a fake request from a rando for money. I had to cancel that. Let's see. Nothing. I'm just scrolling on my phone. Nothing. Oh, DW gave me $25. I'm not sure who that is. That's Deborah. Fuck. Oh, I gave her money. Shit, that was for her birthday. That doesn't count. Oh, Vince, thank you for $50. I do appreciate that very much. One of the few people who stuck with me from that old place. Let's see. I won some Bitcoin from Megan the Stallion. I got it 43,000 Satoshis, which is like $10 for a contest from Megan the Stallion. So at least she gave me some money. Boy, this is really depressing. Nick J, $13.33 on November 30th. Wow, we're back in November. John gave me $5. Thank you. He's from Twitter. Padraig for Fish. Somebody named Padraig gave me $40 on November 19th for Fish. Let's see. John, the same John I just mentioned from Twitter, $25 on November 5th. I don't know how long ago I thanked people. So. Nick J, another $24, $23.41. Thank you, on November 4th. I guess it was election day. Oh, my God, we're on election day now. Jesus Christ. Money from, well, that's different. That's personal. Some more from Nick J. That was in September. In September, let me see. Let me go back a little bit further. Mike V gave me $5. He's an old timer from the Facebook group. I guess he doesn't hate me. That was November 23rd. Thank you. Paul S., November 19th, $50. Thank you. Kyle, November 10th, $25. Darren H., $30. So I was getting money back then. Maybe I was doing more shows then. Is that it? Obviously, it's my fault. Couldn't be the audience's fault. $30, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Let's see. I was getting, what happened? Why did I stop? What happened? Did I stop doing shows as much? Is that please give me feedback. I need to know. I guess I was doing three shows a week, and then I started doing the Drag Race Holland. I went down to two, and now I'm like down to one. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. If anybody has feedback as to how I get more money without, selling my vagina out, I'd appreciate that. Let's see. This is just babbling, isn't it? Auntie O and David M, subscription people. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Pat, 2020. Let's go back. 2020. So, Auntie O, David M, John W, $25. Oh, fuck me. I lost my screen. Let's see. So there have been donations, just not recently, which makes me think it must be because I'm not grumming as often, I guess, right? Is that it? Or is everybody just poor? Or do I suck? I don't know. Just don't know where I stopped thanking people, so I don't know how far back I need to go to say thank you. But I probably thanked these people already, right? Didn't I? So John W., September 15th, $25. Thank you. Nick J., $20. September 5th, Auntie O again. David M again, that's a subscription. Nick J, $15, British pounds. Auntie O, David M, Kyle B, July 11th, $20. Yeah. And then Bicycle Mark, $10 on July 3rd. So that's about, I mean, I'm not going to go back 20 years, but you could get an idea of the donations I'm getting. So thank you for you, those of you who have donated. Well, I mean, I guess the lesson is if I want more money, I need to grum more. But honestly, it's not really, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But really, yeah, I don't know. What can I say, audience? It is what it is, as Michelle Obama said after Donald Trump said it and a bunch of other people. So anyway, yeah, that's that. I want to talk about a few things. You know, one thing that really bothers me, and sometimes things people say a lot in the language. Oh, shit, do I have to go to a meeting? Oh, no, I got 9 minutes. Wait, let me check my email before I go, because, you know, hold on. I don't want to miss my meeting. It's very important. I have a meeting. I don't like when people say, fuck him, fuck Donald Trump, fuck the police, fuck this person, fuck that person. Because in my mind, I always think they mean it literally, even though they don't. And somebody complained, I think it was like AOC complaining about something Jimmy Dore said, because he said, fuck AOC. And she was upset because that was rapey language. And I actually agree with her. I think it is rapey language. And I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't make a big deal about it, because it's kind of like, to me, it's like when people used to say faggot, fag, when to say like a...
Oh, really?
Ah, what the fuck was that? Oh, the grum started. Shit. Okay, so I had to put a... What I did is I just put a break in the grum, and I added more blank time, and I'm going to speak there. So it's going to suddenly go back into the theme song whenever I'm done talking. But yeah, I don't like that rapey language. I really don't. And it's not because it just feels violent to me, and I don't like that. I don't like the way it feels to say fuck Donald. Like whenever somebody says fuck Donald Trump, I always imagine them actually fucking him. Fuck Ted Cruz. No, it's gross. And when people say it, it's always somebody I don't want to fuck. And I just, you know, you have to consider language, and sometimes people do take it literally, I guess. I mean, I'm always against language policing, so I could see why somebody would find this hypocritical of me to say that. But yeah, I was saying like faggot, like when people said faggot, it feels kind of like the same thing. Like you don't, you know, if you're not gay, you don't feel what that means. And maybe, and I've never been raped, I don't think, except in an acid trip, but I've never been raped that I know, well, except for that. But, you know, so I don't know what it feels like, but it still feels like it bothers me, you know, because it's just so, I don't know, it's so rapey. Fuck her. Fuck her. You think about it, it's nasty. It's kind of like cunt, which I do say. God, I'm full of shit. This media bullshit about, you know, pretending that they're going to be done. Okay, I'll just tell you the point, because I don't have much time. But so they're on The View is garbage. You know, all these news channels and, you know, news shows, quote news, because The View isn't news, it's just garbage. But they're fucked because people don't want, the ratings have plummeted since Trump left office, because to get good ratings, you just talk about Trump. So now that Trump is gone, they talked yesterday, they said, they had the subject at the top of the show, should we talk about Donald Trump anymore? So they talked for 10 minutes about whether or not they should talk about Donald Trump, which is, of course, talking about Donald Trump. At the beginning, they played Biden saying, I don't want to talk about him anymore. And then they have those wenches saying, oh, well, here's why we need to talk about him, because he's here to stay. But it's so fucking transparent, because they're obviously being told by the producers they have to talk about Trump, because that's how you get ratings. And they're saying, oh, yeah, but we don't have to, like, we can talk about other things. We don't have to just talk about Trump. He doesn't have to be the priority. Then why are you talking about the fucking top of the show when most people listen? You just so fucking dishonest and neoliberal garbage. So you're basically, what's happening is these people are talking like they don't want Trump, when in fact their actions are going to bring him back. Same thing with that horrible MJT lady, or MTG, whatever her she is. You know, when you just... It's so two-faced. It's like, oh, we're going to talk about how horrible this person is, which is going to have the effect of giving them more power and probably fuck everyone. Because really, in America, all we do is care about money. Okay. Oh, and also on The View. Why do I care about The View? It's accessible. Whoopi was wearing a Bernie t-shirt, and that was fucking, she screwed him over so bad, you know, talking about, playing up all that fucking bullshit propaganda from Elizabeth Warren about him being a misogynist, just completely screwing him over, how are you going to pay for it, nonsense, just, and the Bernie bros narrative, all that fucking garbage, she totally played that up. You know, and then, oh, but Bernie's cute, so she's going to wear him on a t-shirt with his mittens. Fuck you, Whoopi Goldberg. What a garbage person. She doesn't even know what the fuck she's doing. She's just stoned. She doesn't even wash. You know, just, she has no business being on that show. Her interests, you know, she is so filthy rich that, you know, progressive policies are just fake for her. She does, I mean, maybe she, that's her shtick is to pretend she's progressive, but she's really a neoliberal. And she financially benefits the most from Trump. So who the fuck is she? And that's true for fucking most of Congress, too. So I'm done. I should stop saying fucking, right? Yeah. All right. And then she said, oh, I tried to dig it off at the break, but I'm too fat and couldn't get out of it. What the fuck are you talking about, Whoopi? You're garbage. Go away. I mean, I think she's a great actress, but why is she hosting a show about politics and current events? It's just fucking sad. I want to talk really quick about this minimum wage thing. What time is it? I got 3 minutes. This minimum wage thing, right? So I listened to Weekends on the Jacobin podcast. I strongly recommend it with Nando Calrissian. I forget his name. Nando and Anna Kasparian. What a great show that is. But they pointed out something, you know, people right now are talking about Ted Cruz and how he went to Mexico during, you know, all this ICE and shit in Texas, blah, 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 you know, making such a big fuss about that when really that's fucking noise. You know, at the same time, we have Biden who just gave up, who said he's not going to push for the $15 federal minimum wage. He's not going to do it. But we have a majority in the House and in Congress. I mean, yeah, in the House and the Senate, and he could push it through, but he won't do it. Because Democrats are fucking fake. They don't want it. They represent corporate interests. And it's the same. It's like Republicans pretend to be for all this pro-life garbage when they're really not. They just do it to get people to vote. And Democrats pretend to be for all this progressive shit when they're really not. It's just different corporatist parties. I'm so sick of it. And, you know, but Anna and Nando made this great point, which is that, well, really, Anna, that, you know, there's two issues. You know, it has to be tied into the COVID bill because part of the COVID bill is giving a good employment benefit. And the arguments that a lot of the Republicans make is that if you, say, have a $400 minimum or something like that, I don't know what the number is, a week in unemployment, a lot of people make more money on unemployment than they do in their job. So they're just going to, you know, stay on unemployment. So that's the argument that those people use is, therefore, we should make the benefit not as high, the unemployment benefit. What Anna points out is no. The point of that argument is that people are living in fucking poverty. And if $400 a month is more than they earn, then they should be earning a lot more. They should be guaranteed more money because that's a starvation wage. That's why you need to make the minimum wage $15 an hour as part of the COVID bill. And guess what? It's not really enough money to live on in a lot of places anyway. So I'm done with that shit. I'm sick of it. I'd really appreciate, if you really want me to keep doing this, send me some fucking money because I think it'll help. Okay, back to your normally scheduled grum. Eat it out.
Hello.
Obese?
Obese.
I'm fat as well.
Yes.
How was your Valentine's days?
Well, I worked in the morning and then I worked at night. So 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
What do you do again? Social media?
I do social media and I work at a tennis club.
But you don't work at the tennis club late, right?
No, I do 8 to 4 at the tennis club.
So what's the social media job like? I mean, I think a lot of people would love to get paid to do social media. I mean, we do it for free anyway.
That's true. Well, I got to start doing TikTok. Lucky me. I'm still learning a lot. If anyone wants to give me a TikTok tutorial, you know, send me a message.
Okay. That's okay. Really nice. Wait, I mean, you want a TikTok tutorial or you want to give one?
Oh, no, I need one. I mean, I think I know the basics, but I'm definitely not good at making videos.
I think you have to be like disabled or a hot guy who does really bad dancing or or like you have to be with somebody who's dying of cancer in the ICU.
Oh.
But I haven't been on lately, but that's how it used to be like a year ago. I don't know. Maybe it's changed.
There's so many cooking videos.
Cooking? But how the videos have to be short, right?
1 minute. You can get a lot done in that time by clipping, you know, cutting.
I don't know. That shit is so annoying. We watched this movie yesterday about some guy whose phone gets possessed. I forget the name of it. It was kind of funny, though, because Wanda Sykes does this thing. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. My lesbian wife posted it on Instagram. That's all.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I mean, basically, she's like, you're an asshole, and maybe I should play it. I don't know. Is that hard? Yeah, it's too hard right now. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I know how to do it, but I'm really lazy. So, But the social media, I don't know. It bothers me. Like, it was so easy when I started my podcast because all I had to do is post my show, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
But now you have to promote it in all these different places, and nothing works. You know, and there's no
right. That was the problem that we're having because the formatting is different. So let's say someone submits something in Instagram, you can't just automatically put it on TikTok. And then if something has been on TikTok, the quality goes way down. They got the logo embedded in there.
Right.
So nothing is cross-postable.
Right. Like I know like in Final Cut Pro, the editing software, it has new capability where it'll like kind of change the screen size depending on what medium you're using, but you still have to do a lot of work. And then the hashtags, like it seems like shouldn't there be AI that can automatically do the hashtags, or maybe there is.
I used Google, and there's a program that we use that is paid for that will come up with them. But even with it, it just doesn't seem to work as well as, you know, it's like hit or miss.
It's really hard. I don't understand any of it. And none of it works for me anyway. Because in the end, no matter how much I do on social media, it doesn't do anything. I guess I'm shadow banned on all my accounts.
I doubt it. But I was reading that if you use one banned hashtag, and of course they don't make any of those apparent, that your entire post will be maybe not shadow banned, but not... it won't have as much reach as it would normally.
Yeah.
But tags like Valentine's Day are banned. So there's no reasoning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been farting a lot. We made a pot. I made a pot roast yesterday for the Valentine's Day.
Oh, you made that?
Day.
It looked so good.
It's like I only have a couple things that I can make because I have to use a recipe. Now, my lesbian wife, she cooks without recipes, so she can make anything out of anything. And I like to cook, but I have to have a recipe. And if one ingredient is gone, forget it. So I use this. I've done this recipe like four times. It's from the Le Creuset cookbook. So because I love like those Dutch oven foods where you just cook them forever in a pot.
I mean, they're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I use the recipe like I always do, but it requires a boneless chuck roast, and I went to the butcher. I said, who had a mask? He was a nose hanger. He had his nose hanging out of his mask. Because that's what they do, just to be cool, even though he's working with food, which is fun. But so he said, oh, girl, because I'm a lesbian. He said, oh, girl, no, we're out of boneless chuck. I said, well, what can you substitute? And he's like, well, nothing really. Like what? So I Googled it. And he found me some, and it said I can substitute for some round roast or some shit. So I got, my Google, and I got the round roast and made that. It tasted just as good. It wasn't as fatty, but it tasted just as good. So I put in the shallots, a bunch of thyme, a bunch of garlic, wine, and beef broth, and then just cook it for fucking 3 hours, and then put the vegetables in at the end. They tell you in not at the end, but it's better at the end because then they're not as mushy. And and then it was delicious. So just it's like just falls apart when you stick your fork in it. Very tender. Because my mother used to make that crap, and it would. She can cook if she wants to, but normally she doesn't, so it would just be chewy.
Mm.
Is your mother a good cook?
No, terrible. Everything's burned, and she wouldn't use salt or any seasoning, really.
That's
probably why I'm obsessed with food now.
Yeah, because she was a bad cook. What was her, like, recipes that she always cooked?
Grilled cheese, but she would just put a piece of bread in the oven and put some cheese on top and baked it.
Yeah.
Well, we'd go through phases. So
my mother used to cook a lot with Campbell's soup, like cream of mushroom
the casseroles
soup.
And stuff.
Cream of mushroom soup with chicken was one of them. Because all you have to do is throw the can on there and take a nap. And then whoever smells it burning takes it out of the oven, because my mother burnt everything too, like yours. Maybe that's why we're crazy.
Yeah, you have to kill all the germs.
No, my mother didn't do that. That's not why she did it. She did, like, she did it because she just wanted to sleep. She's depressive. So she would just go sleep. And then it's just burning.
Oh.
Yeah. And then chicken cacciatore was a big one, which is, some tomato. Oh, and then those hamburgers with the Lipton onion soup. So everything I ate as a child caused cancer. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we had a lot of hamburgers, but on white bread for the bun.
Yeah.
Depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to the Krispy Kreme friends and family event on Saturday, so that was great.
Oh.
They gave me a dozen donuts.
Oh. So did you get one of those? Do they have the Krispy? I don't like Krispy Kreme. I'm weird, I guess. But I'm not really a donut person because donuts give me indigestion really bad. And it's just... And they're too sweet in general. Even the good, like the so-called good ones, the gourmet ones, they're just so sweet, they almost hurt my tongue. And I love I'm an obese person. I love eating. but even for me, but the Krispy Kremes, it's just like, I know they're supposed to be great, but it's just a bunch, it's not that big a deal to me.
Sugar.
Yeah, it's just sugar.
Yeah, well here, all the Krispy Kremes closed for a number of years. Then, and there was only one left in Penn Station, and who would go there to eat them? So they just reopened a few.
Uh-huh.
And I like the glaze a lot. I think the glaze is great. They're actually low in calorie compared to like the massive donuts that they make at other places. So those are the, but I think you were going to ask if they had hats. The one in Jersey City gives you hats, but here there were no hats.
I wasn't going to ask about hats. I was going to ask I was finna ask if they have those, they used to have a milkshake that was like Krispy Kreme donut flavored.
They definitely have the donut flavored stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I ordered a coffee and no sugar, and they put sugar in it. So everything is very sugary.
Mm.
I didn't look closely at the drink menu. I always just drink black coffee.
Because I'm guessing it would basically taste like that non-dairy creamer that they, the Vicks vanilla flavor where it tastes like cancer.
Mm-hmm. I actually tried. Oh, wait, no, I did try it at the one. There's one on Sixth Avenue. It tasted like a vanilla flavor, actually. Or powdered sugar.
Oh.
It was like a vanilla powdered sugar.
We have powdered sugar.
It was just a long time ago that I tasted it.
So we were going to throw out powdered sugar, but we gave it to the gnats instead. So we have this thing because I bought this soil for the orchids, right? And I think it was like infected with gnats, like bugs, So we've got these little flying bugs, and I looked it up on the internet, and it said it gave a way to kill them. So you make these little I call them Auschwitzes. So you make these little concentration camps for the bugs. And what it is, it's a bowl of warm water. You might need this because I know your husband is kind of obsessed with bugs, too.
So you, but only mosquitoes. Does it work on mosquitoes?
I don't know. You can Google it. But
I was having a side conversation.
With your child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay.
So school today.
So you put some warm water in a bowl, and then you put two tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, and then 5 drops of dish soap. And you basically make an Auschwitz for bugs. It kills them all. It's amazing. So it draws them in and then it kills them. You should try it. But only if you have gnats.
I will try it.
I mean, I don't know if it works on mosquitoes. We don't have any mosquitoes, but for the gnats, it just sucks them in. Yeah, it sounds like there's kids, it sounds like you're in the movie The Shining or something.
Yeah, but he's on playing, I don't know which video game. With his friends. So, they FaceTime each other and then they play video games.
So are you at home?
But I was uploading all my photos to my computer and I was doing that in his room. So my phone is plugged in, which is why you heard some noise. But now I'm in the living room.
Did you say you're bloating? What did you say? You're bloating?
Yes.
Oh, me
uploading.
Too.
And bloating.
I really dumped out nicely today after the pot roast. I took a shit that was probably 14 inches, very thin though. And I had to flush the toilet a few times because I was too. You ever just flush it a lot instead of scrubbing it? You ever do that to get the duty stripe out? You ever do that?
I don't usually have that problem.
Why not? How come I do?
It's probably what you eat.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's maybe the toilet?
Are you still eating a lot of kefir?
No, we stopped kefir. We don't do dairy anymore except for I get a quart of milk. It lasts me about 3 weeks because I just use it for coffee. Yeah, and I get the...
I don't drink milk either, but...
Well, it wasn't my choice.
I know that you love it.
It wasn't my choice to quit dairy, but I'm glad we did because, you know, it's healthy. So
it is healthy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I get free cricket protein powder. I don't know if I told you this. And
I didn't know it was free. I knew you were cooking some disgusting things with crickets, so.
Yeah. So I'm trying to come up with something interesting to make with the crickets. I was thinking about some cricket muffins. What do you think?
I would make it with marijuana and then make anything. You could have cricket weed muffins and sell them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. And then these vegans would
How they'll feel about that.
Why?
The company.
Oh. Huh? Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's...
They're not paying me, so...
Well, then who cares what they think about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of underground marketing. It's got to be good. For them, they might not say they like it, but they'll like it. If it sells more of that fucking cricket powder, they're going to like it. And then they have plausible deniability because you're not, it's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, it's my fault.
How many followers do you have now? A lot, right?
12.3.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's not, they're actually real.
Right?
Oh, they're real. You're not my whore cousin, but you're doing pretty good.
Well, after reading or watching this movie, Fake Famous, yesterday, it sounds like I should just buy followers.
Really? I thought you can't do that because they'll put you in Insta jail.
Yeah, they will.
So what's the point?
Also, I mean, my boss always tells me that, I don't know what the program is called, but she has paid software that you can see how many... followers are real versus fake on people's accounts. So she always does a check before hiring influencers. So I also wouldn't want that because
is
I
that
want,
free? The software? You
know. Huh?
What's the software? Because it's something you can do for free, the thing to find out if, could I do it to some rando?
It's paid. So I'll find out what it's called. She told me once before and I forgot.
There's just a couple
but
of
it gives
Instagram
you a breakdown.
People that I hate stalk that I would love to find out if they're how real they are.
I know one website, but I don't know how good it is. That's free. So I'll send you that.
I think you, fake followers are a bad road to take. You know, when I worked for that comedy pod show with the podcasting, they actually had to pay like $500,000. They got off pretty well, actually, because they were doing fake ads, like pop-unders.
Okay.
So, like, they were advertisers would say, like, okay, let's say Procter & Gamble pays you to play their ad, and then, you know, you play their ad a million times, and then they pay you a set fee, right? Well, what Pod Show was doing is they were playing the ad, like, as a pop-under, like something hidden behind a porn website or something. You know, sometimes you go to a website and all this garbage pops up. Well, that's how they make money. So they got in big trouble. But I think it's the same thing with the fake followers. Like, if it's not real, eventually they're going to find out. It's just...
Yeah.
It's
according to this movie, it said Kim Kardashian, half of her followers are fake.
Oh, my God.
I know, well, but it's so cheap to buy them. I mean, it's not really a surprise.
Well, she's fake. Her ass is fake. Her nose is fake.
Everything is fake.
Her personality is fake. Everything. So why shouldn't her followers be fake?
That's true.
I saw some ad for
her. This is all an illusion.
I was watching Drag Race the other day, and they played like this Kardashian car commercial over and over again. Like some, it's weird because it's like this shitty VH1 app. And sometimes, like, you know, they play the same commercial over and over again. And it was Kim Kardashian driving a car. And all they showed was her face. And that's it. She probably got paid millions of dollars to just show her face.
Madge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Madge.
Madge is my BFF.
Is that V?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
She says hi.
Oh, did he call me fat, or is he too old for that now?
Yeah.
It's too old.
Oh, do you want to call her fat? He shook his head no.
Oh, see, he's getting good. That's what happened. See, this is what happened to my niece and nephew, because they used to be really cool, you know, and make terrible jokes with me. But their father's like all, you know, goody two shoes and doesn't believe in making fun of people and stuff. So now that I haven't, now that I don't live with them for many years, they're like the same now. They don't make fun of people.
Oh no, he does. He was just on the iPad with his friend screaming, "Your balls are fat."
Oh, good. Good. But that's different when you play a video game. It's like when you're in the car and you start saying racist things, it doesn't really count. Like the heat of the
He's not doing anything racist.
Oh, I know. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I visited you in New York and we took the subway and you just started laughing at horrible looking people.
Still do.
Did you watch that Fran Lebowitz documentary?
No. I can't remember. Someone I follow was criticizing it.
Why?
Should I?
I like it. Yeah.
Well, wait, it's not. Is there a new one? I saw an old one about her.
No, it's, yeah, it's new. It's Martin Scorsese. It's a series.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Pretend It's a City. She's been over-promoting
it. I think someone was saying that she was too entitled or something in it, but whatever, I'll watch it. I like her.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can make all kinds of woke criticisms for sure, but that's who she is. Of course she's entitled.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't like a lot of things she says. It's just like Bill Maher, but she's funny, and so is Bill Maher. You know what I mean? Like, you, when you have, this is the problem today. People get, they like mix comedy up with offensiveness, like, you know, in judging morality. You can't do that. Or Joan Rivers never would have been famous, you know. But she has really funny insights, especially about New York and the tourists and, you know, and talking about the real estate market. And I like her. I remember reading her book, Metropolitan Life, a long time ago. It was really good. Anyway.
I am going to hang up because I hear stuff. So I will
talk to me later.
With you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey.
Yep,
Squish
bye.
Sound. Yeah, be a really fun times. Tra-la-la, I am a fish. Tra-la-la, I am a fish. Tra-la-la, I'm a fish. Tra-la-la, fish. Tra la la, look who's a fish. Tra la la, I'm a fish. Tra la la, I'm a fish. Fish, fish, fish.
Hello?
Agatha?
Hey, what's up?
Where have you been? You have been stalking me lately. You stopped stalking me at the Telegram. Are you busy with your bottling or what?
I haven't been stalking you.
No, that's the problem. I'm saying you stopped stalking me. Why?
Because I'm so tired of running it home.
You're tired from
dishonesty.
It's the work is.
What's that?
What?
I'm very tired when I get home.
From the bottling?
I haven't been doing Facebook. I haven't been doing anything.
Well, do you have to work today?
I work today at 5.
Do you have a few minutes to talk to me?
Yeah, my alarm was set for 1:30, but this will work. I need to put my teeth in.
Yeah, go put your teeth in. I'll play some clips while you do that. You can
all right.
Hum a tune or whatever. Wait, let me turn up the sound.
Do you have a motel? Can I suck on him? Do you have a car, baby? How big is your tits, honey? I want to suck your pussy, baby. I want you to suck all the way down your throat. I'm going to bite your nipples.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite your pussy. Let me hear you slap your ass. Let me hear you slap your ass. My name's Phil, honey. Oh, I love big lips, honey. Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby. I'm 6'2" and 220 pounds. And I got a big bulge between my leg. Don't forget to see that bulging off me. So what are you doing tonight? So you got nice nipples. So you want to get together tonight? I think 15 inches.
Yeah, back, Agatha?
Sure. That sounds good. That's my cock, I mean, my big one. 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 So I blow my load. If you want me to pick you up.
Agatha?
Well, let's get together then. What? What? What do you look like? What's going on, honey? What's your name? Where are you from? Wow. You got a nice pair of pink lips. You got panties on. You like to fuck? You suck my balls. You want to get fucked tonight, honey? You what? Yeah, I got my own place. You want to come over here? Yeah, I got my own place. You want to come over here?
$1,200,000. It's rarely sensual.
Agatha, are you there?
I'm smoking cocaine.
Oh.
Your job is to satisfy Mrs.
Ho or Sugar Ho. But I want to...
You back, Agatha?
I wear the pearl. That's what you want. I wear.
Agatha?
Once you take them pussy and roll on that pearl. Once you take them pussy and roll on that pearl. Once you
take them. Hi, Agatha.
Howdy.
So, Agatha, how are you? Tell me about how your new job is going.
Well, let me catch my breath. I had to run. I've got a really, really bad cold from being out. Where are you located now?
Chicago.
Okay, so you know, I've happened to work in this weather.
Yeah.
Because we take all the trash out, we take it out into the truck, and the truck smashes it.
Oh. So you're sick?
Which would be a perfect... Pardon?
You're sick?
My throat is raw from all the cold air.
Oh, but you don't have like a COVID or a flu, right?
No, of course not.
Well, just checking. Can you get vaccinated since you're a frontline essential worker?
Nope.
Why not?
Nobody wear masks there either.
What?
Yeah. The Guatemalan guy that is training me, he wears one. And his other guy, the black guy, wears one. But I wear one over my chin because I have a bad habit of my resting face is my chin. I move it over to the left just for some reason. And it looks terrible. So I have my mask over my chin.
Wait, you have resting bitch face? Is that what you're saying?
That too, but no, my chin goes over to the left.
Why?
I have no idea why.
I've never noticed
that. It just does it.
Is that something new?
Apparently new.
I've never noticed your chin goes to the left. Are you sure?
I'm sure. So, it happens way too often. It isn't not every moment.
Yeah. But are you handling the job okay? I mean, like, I know it's horrible to empty trash outside, but other than that, is it tolerable?
Tolerable.
Better than the Maynards?
Better.
That's good.
Because I don't have to deal with people asking me where the forehead tweezers are.
What are forehead tweezers?
I know Ava Gibbler at Green Acres had some.
Oh.
I just think it's a funny thing to ask.
At a Maynard's?
At the Maynard's. And You couldn't just stop and rest.
Right.
Because they were always hovering over you like an evil cloud. It was just, I hated it.
Yeah. So your people there bottle Pepsi?
Pepsi and about 30 other things.
So how does that work? Like, where does the Pepsi come from? A big tank?
They make it.
They make it there?
Some of it, I'm not sure where. It all comes out in trucks. And it's a whirlwind of pallet jacks and forklifts. No wonder I haven't been hit. I'm such a scatterbrain.
Well, if you get hit, you'd have a heck of a workman's comp case. You'd never have to work again.
Yeah, but I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, that would suck.
So the main thing about, I'm the train queen there. You know, I clean the toilets.
Uh-huh.
And there have been a couple of the cuter guys that walked in the same time. I go in behind them.
Ooh.
And there's two urinals, and then there's one in the middle, and there's no partition. And I'm too shy. I go in the toilet ready to let them pee. Rather than sit there and look at their dick. I'm just too shy.
There's no peephole?
No peephole.
Can't you make one?
No, I can't make one.
Why not? Just get a little hand drill. Maybe you can get one from the Maynards where you used to work. You got to have some fun. You got to have some. Did you ever drink any pee from the hot guys or sniff it after they leave?
Well, we cleaned the toilets really, really good, and we cleaned the urinals really, really good. So somebody came in after that and left some pee droplets on the urinal. I might be tempted to lick it if they were really super cute.
You did lick it?
No, I tell them I might be tempted.
Oh. So it seems to me that most people would hate cleaning bathrooms, but for you, that's like a dream job, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. I've got one little guy that I've been playing head games with.
Oh.
He's 19.
Uh-huh.
He's talkative. He's half Mexican and half Italian, so he's got those really thick, long eyelashes and those brown eyes. He's really fucking cute.
Half Latin and half Italian, did you say?
Yeah.
Do you think he has a nice penis?
If the bottom half is Italian, it's got a big dick.
Okay. But Latinos can have big dick. What country Latino, do you know?
Mexican. I don't know. It wasn't Mexico.
Is he from the big dick region?
Small little penis. They have little dick.
No. There's
overall.
But there is a big dick region of Mexico and small dick region of Mexico. Like Guadalajara is in the big dick region, but that's why everybody goes to Puerto Vallarta, because that's the big dick region. But if you go across the border, the small dick dishwashing region. You don't want to go there. So you might have a big dick Mexican. If you ask him where he's from, his family. If he's from near Puerto Vallarta, he might be big dick region Mexican. You should ask.
You know, there's something called big dick face. Have you heard of that?
Tell me about it. What? How do you know? How do you
can tell it.
But
you can. Well, if it's a black guy, you automatically know there's a good chance it's right. Big.
Uh huh.
But there's something called big dick face where you can tell by the guy's face that he has a big dick. It's kind of hard to nail down.
Is it like because
exactly what that look is?
Is it sort of
you know it when you see it?
Is it like an animal kind of face, like almost like an apish monkey face, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a horse face.
Short of a chromosome.
Okay, like a horse face. But sometimes big dick face can be wrong. Like there's this Brazilian guy who lives in Boys Town, and you'd think he has a big horse face, very ugly. You know how some Brazilians have that ugly horse face, but big dick? Well, he had the ugly horse face, all right, but a tiny dick. How does that happen? See,
I thought you were
a lesbian?
A woman.
Because if you...
A lesbian, how do you know about all these dicks?
Because I'm an anthropologist. You haven't talked to me in a long time, I guess, but I'm an anthropologist. I study how gay men interact, and I do a lot of research, and I have been known on occasion, since I'm rather butch, to go into the locker room at the Lakeview Athletic Club and look at cocks.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to hear something funny about that place?
Yeah.
I got a membership, okay. And then I didn't go.
Why not?
It's because I got lazy and I didn't want to do it. I caved in to whoever sold it to me.
Was it a big fat lady with red hair?
I'm not sure, but the problem was I didn't want to keep it so... The showers there in the steam room is a suck all you can, fuck all you can, mostly oral sex kind of place.
You talking about Lakeview Athletic Club or Lincoln Park?
I'm talking about the one that used to be where the big theater was down by the borders.
Oh, no, that's the Century Mall. That's a different place.
That's that one.
Oh, yeah, that was a cruise... Remember, I don't want to name names, but do you remember, I know because you're the one that told me that. I don't want to say, we won't name names, but he's a veterinarian.
I don't know.
You know who that, okay, let's just say his name. Could you speak pig Latin?
No.
Damn it. Ennard Lay? Can you decipher what that name is? Anyway.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about, right? He used to rub his huge cock there, I heard.
What I did is I called their main office and I told them, I said that I was a recovering sex addict and that whenever I get my membership, I didn't know it was going to be so triggering with all the sex going on.
Did you really?
And then I demanded that my... membership get canceled.
Wow.
And they said they would, but then later on I found out they didn't.
So you were lying, though, because really you were just too lazy to work out. The sex addiction was why you should have stayed, right? You didn't, right?
I didn't like it. It was so cloak and dagger there. I mean, it was like, every person in this shower was showering and masturbating.
Really?
And the poor straight guys that went there, I don't know what they thought. But the steam room had oral sex going on all the time.
Huh.
But it was real furtive and clandestine the way it went on. But everybody was doing it. Everywhere you looked, you saw it. But it was...
Yeah.
No, my cup of tea.
Why not?
Sexually.
No piss?
It just wasn't. I didn't like the way everything was working. Listen, Ben, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
Okay.
But I just realized my alarm is set for 2:30. Now, I can talk for as long as we want, but I want you to know I'd sacrifice for you.
Thank you.
Use your radio. I'm sacrificing.
Well, listen,
my extra hour and
I appreciate it because I just worry now because when I don't hear from people, I'm afraid they might be dead like Tammy. You know what I mean? And you sound horrible.
You know me better than that, girl. You know I'm going to my meetings and staying clean and sober. And
I was more worried that you might fall into a vat of Pepsi or something and drown.
It is very sticky there. Get this.
Yeah.
I drink, they make Starbucks coffee in the glass.
Uh-huh.
Jar.
Yeah.
So I drink about four of those a day. And then I drink about four waters.
Uh-huh.
And that's like $10 on the short end.
Wow.
So you got $10 times 20 working days. That's $200 for the product I'm drinking a month.
Have you seen, I don't know if Pepsi has.
I'm not the only one.
Have you seen this? I don't know if Pepsi has this, but I was just at the Mariano's today, the grocery store. And they have Coca-Cola that has coffee in it. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Does Pepsi have that too? It sounds disgusting.
We even sell Coca-Cola.
You sell
Coca-Cola? Believe it or not.
What?
We sell a small amount of Coke. I don't know to who, but it's there.
Well, that's nice.
Let me tell you what I said to that kid that I've been playing mind games with.
Uh-huh.
I bumped my head.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, you're supposed to say, how's your head? And he goes, how's your head? And I go, I haven't had any complaints.
That's a RuPaul joke.
No, it's an Elvira joke.
Is it? RuPaul uses it too.
Yeah, Elvira did it first.
Have you been watching the new Drag Race? Or are you too tired?
RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
I love RuPaul's Drag Race, but I'm missing my Monday and Thursday meetings and Friday also. I work 5 to 1:30, so I miss all of that. I hate it.
Oh, too bad, because I wanted to see
it. The Wednesday night Zoom meeting.
Because this season is particularly
runs it. Big. Yeah.
You mean you go to a meeting online?
A Zoom meeting on Wednesdays, yeah.
The one from the Buckingham Church?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, they do it online, huh?
There's only around 10 or 15 people.
Oh.
But since I turned
bit
onto it now, it had to cut
bit
off.
Oh, so you can see people
talking.
What's that like?
They time it.
Can I go on there, but like hide, or do you have to show your face? Like, I want to be stealth.
Go on there, hide.
No, even better. No, I mean, can I hide? Like, not show my face. Or can I put, like, a puppet or a clown face instead?
Then why would you want to do that? What's wrong with your face? You're not that old.
It's not about that age. I just don't want people to know I'm there. I want to be a spy, like a fly on the wall. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. I don't know how you would do that. You just set it up and then say hi and then disappear.
What if I put, like, if I just recorded, like, some woman nodding, and then I just did it in a loop? Could I do that, or do you have to share? Let's say my name is Sarah.
You could do that.
Okay, so I'll be Sarah, and then I'll just I'll have somebody nod. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. But see, they call on you to speak. What are you going to do?
They call on you without you raising your hand?
Yeah. Maybe to the little meeting, and he runs it like Robin Wright's Bear did. He calls on his favorites.
Oh, he's...
And then there's a three-minute limit. They cut you off after 3 minutes.
Is he like a permanent host of that meeting, or just do they rotate?
Yeah, it's his.
Oh, so it's... Oh, so he's he was always a control freak. Isn't that part of his program to recover from that?
Yeah.
He's never going to... Wow. Because he was always so bossy, right? Remember those drag shows? And he would just be so fucking... You know, 1 year I went and I spent $75 on a beautiful costume so I could do this opera number. As, like a Martha Washington. That was the costume. He told me I can't wear it because it looks too much like his costume, which was Marie Antoinette. Like, you can't tell the fucking difference between a period costume from the French Revolution and fucking 1776. And, you know, it was insane. I never did the show after that, Agatha. That's a control freak. And now she has to, she control, she took over the whole meeting for in perpetuity. Oh, my God. People are nuts, Agatha. People are fucking messed up.
Well, to be a critic of your performance with the opera, you did the same thing every year.
Well, that was my thing.
And it was funny. It was hilarious for the first 3 minutes, but then you spent all of, you spent your whole note at the beginning, and then it's supposed to start small and then build, okay, but you started off at a 10.
I appreciate the critique, Agatha, but here's the thing. Every one of those other queens does pop songs. Pop songs, pop songs, pop songs. And nobody critiques them. It's like I was the only one doing anything different. So, yeah, maybe I could have done it better, but at least I did something different from everyone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking bitch.
Well, I got runner-up 1 year.
Oh, yeah, you were so pretty. I used to do the backdrops, too. Didn't you used to paint the backdrops?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Speaking of people we hate, I hate Debbie.
Is she in that, too?
No, but he cracked one of my ribs. He punched me in the ribs.
Why?
Well, him and some of his cohorts decided they were going to make the rec room. And they didn't want
Miss Kayla
to know about it until they did X, Y, and Z.
You mean when they first
created? So when he told me, he said, don't tell
Miss Kayla.
Well, I told
Miss Kayla.
So I'm outside the meeting of Buckingham. I'm standing up against the fence. He comes by screaming and yelling on his bike, gets off his bike and punches me in the chest.
Are you kidding?
Little bitch, I should have called the cops.
Because you told...
Miss Tracy.
First of all, why would you care if Tracy knows about it? Why? I don't get that.
I have no idea. Because he was so thick with the Newtown I Don't Know Club.
Oh, because of this drug. But, so this is right when they were creating the new place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's closed down now, right?
I have no idea. So, wow, he really punched
you're
you?
You're cured.
I've never known you to, lie, but that's just unbelievable that he would punch. I mean, that's just crazy, right?
Yeah, well, I called him on the
Miss Kayla
message. It was smoking down. I'm like, look. You insufferable, fat, Shrek-looking piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he does look like Shrek.
Yeah, yeah.
One time we were at a dinner party at
Miss Kayla's
house. And
Miss Tracy
was there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we were talking about looks, and I said, well, I was pretty once. And then I asked him, I said, were you? And everybody's like, oh, girl, don't be so hard. Because he was never pretty.
Mm. So who else goes to that meeting on Wednesdays, the fascist one?
Natalie.
I don't know any of these people.
Any lesbians?
They're all new.
Dolores Shepherd.
Goes, who's my good friend. He's the one that gave me the code. And
yeah, I like
her. Dolores Shepherd.
The password. And since I got...
See, ain't the reason.
Goes there now.
I like
Do you want the Zoom code?
Yeah, but I'm recording, so you don't have to give it to me now. You can text it to me.
Oh.
Can you text it to me?
Well, I remember to do that, maybe.
Okay, I'll text you if I care. But wait.
I think it would be good for you.
But are there any lesbians there? I like lesbians.
Or a couple lesbians.
Which ones? Fat ones?
I don't know.
They have to be fat.
One of them is fat.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
I thought that you had a wife.
I do. But I like fat lesbians to look at. I mean, you can look. Just because you're married, you don't give up on looking. I like lesbians. Lesbians make me feel comfortable. You know, I feel like it's a safe space when there's lesbians. Do any of them sell real estate? Because I feel really... really comfortable with lesbians that sell real estate. Are there any of those? Those are the best ones. You got any?
Madge, you know what? I looked at the clock.
Yeah.
My alarm is for 2:30. If I go back to bed now, I could get an hour more of sleep. I'm sorry to cut this short.
All right. Don't forget to text me the meeting code. This has been really fascinating talk for
everyone. Okay. Sorry I popped out, but I need that sleep.
Go get it. Don't forget to set your alarm. Though.
But don't let that stop you from calling me in the future. It's just
I won't.
We'll need to set up a time.
Yeah. All right, Hagatha. Enjoy your bottling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Big Fix.
Aristotle.
Yes, Jackie?
I forgot to tell you something. The last time I was in New York, I got a traffic ticket. And this morning, I got a summons in the mail. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, Jackie. I have a friend. I'll fix it. Hello? Get me Spiro Agnew. Hello? Hello, Spiro. Aristotle here. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to reach Spiro. I didn't mean to bother you, Mr. Nixon. I want to talk to Spiro. Agnew. The vice president. Oh, I see. All his calls go through you. I see. No. Nothing important. Just a personal call. Oh, you put him on? Thank you very much. Hello, Spiro. This is Aristotle. How are you, Spiro? What's that, Mr. Nixon? He's fine. Sorry, I didn't know you were still on, Mr. Nixon. I hope I'm not interrupting you. I just wanted to chat with Spiro. Agnew. The vice president. By the way, Spiro, when's the inauguration? What's that? What do you mean he won't tell you? What, Mr. Nixon? Yes, that's true. He will be able to see it better on television. What's that, Spiro? Oh, no, Jackie's fine, thank you. What? Her sister Lee? She's fine. And who? Her husband what? No, Spiro, that's Polish prince. When are you coming to visit us on the island, Spiro? You're not coming because you were in Puerto Rico last week? Well, what has that got to do with it? Oh, I see. When you've seen one island, you've seen them all. So, Spiro, when will we see you? That's nice. Mr. Nixon is sending you on a trip around the world, huh? When will you be back in Washington? I see, 1972. Well, look, I have to hang up now, but congratulations, Spiro. May I join the entire world in wishing you good luck. And Mr. Nixon, may I join the entire world in wishing you good health. Goodbye. The paparazzi.
Aristotle, don't be so sad.
Did you read what they said about me in the papers? Look at this. Cruel to the press. Storms out of news conference. Would not allow reporters or photographers near wedding. And listen to this. Treated newspaper men like cattle.
Ari, don't worry.
They think I'm some kind of animal.
They don't know you like I do. You're a very kind man.
You think so?
You're gentle, sweet, and you wouldn't hurt a flea.
Thank you. I needed that.
Mr. Onassis, a boatload of reporters approaching off the port bow.
Ah. Fire one!
Sisters.
Yes.
Madam, your sister is here.
Thank you, Morris.
That's Maurice.
Show her in, please. Lee, darling, it's so good to see you.
Jackie, you look divine.
You too. How's your old acting career coming along?
I did Shakespeare last week at Lincoln Center. I played Lady Macbeth.
Oh, what do the critics say?
They slaughtered me.
How awful.
I'll say. After all, I didn't write that trash. Jackie, this house is divine. How many rooms does it have?
Counting the pantry.
Yes.
158.
Heavens, how do you keep it clean?
We have Mexico come in 3 days a week.
And how's married life, sis?
Lee. He's the most wonderful, thoughtful, most considerate, and generous man in the whole world. Yes.
Brinks Express, madam. 5 bags American currency. 12 bags sterling silver. 35 bars of gold bullion.
See how generous he is. All I asked for was a quarter for the ladies' room.
Chairman of the board.
Gentlemen, please, gentlemen, listen. You are not thinking of the long-range prospects of this transaction. Yes, we pay $80 million for the refinery, but within 10 years, the Salonika area will be the most productive piece of real estate in all of Greece.
I can't say.
Yes, gentlemen, I say pay the $80 million, even $90 million. Because I have no doubt that it's... excuse me, gentlemen. Jackie?
Yes, dear?
Are you downstairs?
No, I'm upstairs.
Then turn out the light in the living room. After all, I'm not working for the electric company.
A typical morning.
Harry, there's someone at the door.
I'll get it, darling. Yes?
Oh, good morning, sir. My name is Charles. I'm your friendly neighborhood caterer.
Oh, yes, yes. The food for our little party tonight. Would you call London and have them send 175 sides of beef?
Right, sir.
Then call Scotland and order 50 salmon?
Yes, sir.
Then call Paris. We'll need 100 cases mouton de Rothschild and Strasbourg pâté de foie gras.
Yes, sir. Will that be all, sir?
One other thing. Here. I'm returning 6 Coke bottles. Take 12 cents off the bill.
Right, sir.
Harry, the Time Life reporter will be here any minute. So let's go over it one more time before he gets here.
Okay.
Now first, how tall are you?
6'1".
That's good. Now, what is your actual age?
49.
Good. And what is your approximate worth?
$25 billion.
That's perfect. Now you're ready.
The reporter from Time Life is here, sir.
Show him in, please.
Good morning, sir. Just a few questions. I'll be brief and right to the point.
Ask anything you like.
What is your approximate worth?
6'1".
How tall are you, sir?
49.
And your age?
$25 billion.
Over-rehearsed.
Well, actually, sir, I'm here to inquire about the robbery. When did it take place?
Early this morning. They came in through one of the windows.
And what was stolen, sir?
An original Rembrandt, 2 cases of my wife's priceless jewels, 6 pieces of antique silver, 2 platinum watches, and the only Michelangelo original sketch in existence in the world.
And what was the value of the stolen items, sir?
Oh, I would estimate in the neighborhood of $2,350,000.
That's terrible.
Yes. Thank goodness they only broke into the bathroom.
My husband, the captain.
Full speed astern. Steady as she goes. Now, full ahead. 30 degrees to port. Keep a sharp lookout. Steamship off the starboard bow. Yes.
Aristotle.
Yes, my dear.
Dinner is in half an hour. You'd better get out of the bathtub now.
The dinner.
Hello? Just a moment. It's telephone, Your Highness.
Thank you, Morris.
That's Maurice.
So sorry. Yes, this is Prince Rainier. Hello, Aristotle. Dinner at your place? Well, let me ask Princess Grace. Grace, it's Aristotle and Jackie. They want us to have dinner on the yacht.
Not in 100 years. After what he did to you...
It wasn't so terrible.
Not so terrible? He bought your country right out from under you and sold it back at a $5 million profit.
Well, he did throw in a washer and dryer.
And besides, I'm a princess. She's a commoner. Let them come here.
Shh! If he comes back, he'll buy the country again. Hello. We shall be delighted to dine with you and Jackie. Huh? Friday night, 8 o'clock. Goodbye, Aristotle. Make a note of that, Morris.
That's Maurice.
Ah, what a wonderful evening. Being with people we love on our boat, sharing warmth, affection, and a fine dinner.
A superb meal. Sensational.
Aristotle cooked it himself. Can I get you something else, Princess Grace?
Oh, just a little brandy to wash down the poison.
What did she say, Jackie?
Never mind, just girl talk.
Did she bum-rap me?
I'll handle her, dear. I love your gown, Princess.
Thank you.
Who designed it, Pierre Cardin or Ernest Borgnine?
Darling, maybe we'd...
I love what you're wearing, Jackie. Is that the latest thing in Greece? No gown, just wrap yourself in grape leaves.
How sweet.
You're not eating much, Princess Grace.
I couldn't find the plate, Aristotle. Your suit was shining in my eyes.
Jackie, I think she got me again.
I'm sorry you didn't eat much, Grace, but it's nice to know you're dieting again.
Why, I've never been so humiliated in my life.
It's getting late, dear. We'd better be going.
Be careful on the gangplank.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Darling, why did you pull that rope? You unfastened the gangplank.
Oh, how silly of me. I thought I was ringing for the servants.
Do you think they can swim?
We'll know in the morning.
Gratitude.
You know, Cardinal Cushing has been very nice to us.
Oh, indeed he has.
And I think he's gotten into a little difficulty on our account.
I imagine he has.
I'd like to do something for him.
Anything, my dear.
Could you buy him a new religion?
A visit to New York.
Welcome home, madam.
Thank you, Maurice.
We're in New York, madam. It's Morris.
There's much to be done, Morris. Would you ask the valet to come in immediately?
Madam, your valet is indisposed. He and your husband's valet had a slight altercation.
Altercation, Morris?
He gave him a shot in the mouth, madam.
Then would you ask the upstairs maid to come down, please?
Madam, your upstairs maid was down earlier and unfortunately ran into your husband's downstairs maid and...
You mean another?
Shot in the mouth, madam. They are both indisposed.
Then I must see the chef immediately.
Madam.
Don't tell me that my chef ran into my husband's chef.
Only with a cleaver, madam.
Morris, what is going on around here?
Madam, a boulevard of loveliness it hasn't been.
Morris, would you please ring my husband's room?
Hello. Get me the hotel, Pierre. Mr. Onassis, please. Good day, sir. Just a moment, please.
Hello, Ari.
Hello, Jackie.
Ari, what are you doing at the Hotel Pierre?
You know I faint at the sight of blood.
Where are you staying?
The 28th floor.
What room?
The 28th floor.
Ari, what are we going to do about the dinner party tonight? There are no servants, and I have invited Lenny and Mike and Pablo, Rudolph and Margot and Truman Capote.
And don't forget, darling, I invited Spiro Agnew.
Then I better cancel Miyoshi Umeki.
Jackie, we have 22 people coming. There are no servants, and it's our first anniversary.
Our first anniversary?
Yes. As of today, you spent the first million. Now, what are you going to do about dinner?
Well, I'm not totally helpless, Ari. I'll manage.
I should have known. You can do anything, dear. I'll see you at 8. Bye.
Now, let me see. Hello, operator. Get me Chicken Delight.
The games people play.
Yes?
Mr. Onassis, there's a personal call for you on the private line.
Thank you. Hello? Oh, how are you? Did you have a nice day? That's good. And what are you doing now? Oh, you're playing on the swing in the backyard. What? No, I can't come now. I'm too busy. Why don't you play by yourself for a while? I'll come over after 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. No, that's when the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 3. Okay? Good. See you later, Spiro.
Man of action.
Ari. Aristotle. Aristotle, wake up.
Yes, Jackie.
time to go to bed.
Hold on, hold on.